I want to reemphasize tonight. How many of y'all is your first time coming tonight? You've been here? Okay. All right. Anybody else first time? We've been going on a trail, and I want you to catch up. And so we have to understand this. The Lord have talked to me about this. Romans 10:17. I think the reason that a lot of things haven't happened in our lives is because we have thought that faith is a byproduct, and that, you know, we got enough and et cetera, et cetera. But the Bible says, when faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I believe the reason the emotion got in the church is because people, instead of looking for faith, they're looking for emotion. And so therefore, emotion, faith can be spent, but you can't spend emotion. And so I think we came out of tradition and religion, and we're letting people pull us in different aspects of ministry we shouldn't be in. And I may talk about something before I leave here tonight, about something that I need to talk about, I know, as an apostle. But we need to praise him, and we need to stay. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I'm going to pray. We're going to get in the word. We're going to deal with some things tonight that I think will be a great help to you, along with what we already have done. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you for impartation. We thank you that every person under the sound of my voice, their ears are open, their eyes are open, their hearts are open to understand, to hear your voice, to hear your direction and instruction, and that their hearts will be conditioned to follow through. We give you the praise and the honor for all the listeners all over the world who are listening to this word that is coming forth out of our mouth. And Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will take over, that he will use my mind, use my mouth to minister to your people, and the people will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Here's what the Lord leading off with. How long, it's not my subject, but I want you to hear this, because how long are you going to stay in the mode of confession? How long? See, the church got over in the mode of confession. You were singing, we bless, we bless, we bless. But a lot of time is we broke, we broke, we broke. And so we say we have, I have it by faith. But there's a time that it need to manifest. And once it manifests, you don't have no have faith for that anymore. Okay, so two words that are standing out by the Holy Ghost. Confession is one word. Possession is another word. So it is time for us to possess the land. Yes, sir. Okay, okay. A lot of stuff we putting on faith, and faith not owning it. Because faith saying it don't take me this long to do nothing. I mean, can I be honest with you? Uh-huh. Because I'm with you, you understand? So I'm not trying to defend offend anybody, but just the idea, we there's a lot of things we say, a lot of things we sing, and we just sing it, say it, say it, say it, but never have it.
Yes, sir.
You see, quoting the Bible and living the Bible is two different things.
Yes, sir.
All right? So I want to start off in a hard place tonight in the scripture, a scripture that may have not been ministered to you many times. But I think it'll go along with what we're talking about, shocking money.
Yes, sir.
Part two.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Coming unto me now. Say, shocking,
shocking.
Money.
Money.
Cometh,
cometh
unto me now.
Unto me now.
And it's going to shock you, shock your neighbor. We looked at the money in the fish mouth. We know that's shocking money.
Yes,
we looked at the fisherman who had fish and God starts sinking his ship.
Yeah.
You can think about in John 6, 5,000 people, Jesus took five little old, you know, two little fish and fed them. Yeah. Oh, that's shocking.
Yes, sir.
And it's still available.
Yes, sir.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10. And there's two or three scriptures I want to hit in Ecclesiastes, the book of wisdom. And two or three scriptures I won't hit it at. Even you got the 11th chapter talking about song, but we're not talking about that tonight. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5, 6 and 7. Verse 5, 6. And 7.
Yes, sir.
All right, you ready?
Yes,
notice what it says now. There is an evil. Underline that, evil. Everybody say evil.
Evil.
All right. What I've seen under the sun and an arrow. Underline the word arrow. Evil and it's an arrow. Evil and it's an arrow. Which proceeds from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to think Ephesians 1:3 now. Think 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
Yeah.
He became poor that we might become rich.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
uh-huh. The blessing of the Lord,
yes,
Proverbs 10:22,
yes,
make us rich.
Yes,
what he does? Yes. Add no sorrow with it, right? Come on now, class. You got this is the Bible now. This is the Bible.
Yeah.
Don't hold back. See? See, I'm emphasizing, the Holy Ghost want to emphasize something that we have to stop make believing prosperity. And we got to have manifestation of what the Father through his covenant says is ours. We got to stop just depending on confession, and we need to have some possession of what's right for our. And this voice talking about it here, because it says, look what it says in verse 7. Wow. I've seen servant up on horses and princes walking as servant up on the earth.
Yeah.
Now that's where the church is.
Yeah.
See the world on a horse.
Yeah.
That's our horses,
yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And so if we pretend and we act like we got it all working and don't follow through to let the Holy Spirit, I got a little ringing, I don't know what it is. Follow through, let the Holy Spirit give us the real thing.
Yes, sir.
How many want the real thing?
Yes.
How many of y'all ready for your prosperity?
Yes.
How many of y'all do not mind that you have so much money you don't know what to do with it?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all know that's possible? See, some of y'all don't even think it's possible. See,
yes, sir.
You're a child of God. You're in the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
You have an unchangeable covenant.
Yes.
And when I go to talking, I go to talking the reality of this thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, that you can, that this can happen to you.
Yes.
See, it may be that some of us really not operating in faith in this.
Yes, sir.
We're faking it.
Uh-huh.
You see, because if you operate in real faith, it will begin to have testimony after testimony of God doing things out of the ordinary in people's lives.
That's right.
Our expectation sometimes is fake.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And so when our expectation is fake, it falsifies our faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your faith not really real. You're not really believing this can happen to you.
Right,
it may happen to somebody else, but you keep going through the motion and never reach the manifestation.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many tired of that?
Yes, sir.
Come on, that'd be true now.
Yes,
so you got to listen to me, see? See, because I'm talking about real thing. I'm talking about real action here. I know it's possible. I know you can experience it. I know you can have it. But I don't want you to confess all your life. You know, the Bible talks about possessing the land. Prosperity had to be possessed by you. Write it down. Prosperity had to be possessed by me. Oh, my goodness. The servant riding up on the horn. Let's go to your homework. Let's go to Joshua 1:8.
Yeah.
I'll come back to Ecclesiastes. Prosperity has to be possessed by me.
Yes, sir.
It's not up to God. God made his mind up already.
Yes, sir. Right, right, right.
As far as God's concerned, I'm out of debt.
Yes,
for as God's concerned, all my needs met.
Yes,
for as God's concerned, listen to me. I'm a dream child out of a dream family.
Yes,
I can have all my dreams.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As far as God's concerned.
Yes,
now that's the real God. Yes. Now that's another God, you know. You got that's a God people outline, but that's a real God. See, you can't really outline God.
Yes, sir.
God, you can't. God is not in a box.
Right, right.
Nobody fully knowing.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
You have some idea what he do by Scripture, but he's too vast to comprehend.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying? And so we sing a lot of song and we make a lot of confession and we made a lot of decrees, but there's not enough results.
Yes, sir.
I'm here on business tonight. We can make this thing happen.
Yeah.
See, now look what Joshua 1:8 says. If you are not operating in manifested prosperity, is it your neighbor's fault?
No.
Who fault it is?
Mine.
So are you saying to me that you are not out of debt and you're not prospering like you should prosper because somewhere you've been lackadaisical and you have not somewhere you've been going through the motion without knowing the meaning?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because we've already said God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he make it good. 2,000 years ago, I don't have to go back to the Old Testament. 2,000 years ago, God made it available to us. It's ours whether you have it or not. And you need to come to the understanding, I want mine now. You're not going to need it in heaven. You go to heaven with gold, they start laughing at you. You need it down here because this is what this system worked by, a currency and money, all right? Now, when you read Joshua 1:8, you want to go in the bathroom and slap yourself. So it's something we're not doing in Joshua 1:8.
Yes, sir. All right.
Go to Joshua 1:8 because I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back and deal with some things. Joshua 1:8. It's something missing because God ain't lying to us.
Yeah.
And these instructions he gave Joshua are very clear.
Yeah.
And you know, Psalm 1 is the commentary on this.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 1 gets to the point, whatsoever you do shall prosper.
Yes, sir.
Why they ain't prospering?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now I know you got your confession of faith. I know, you know, you got your little things wrote out and stuff like that, and you say all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about saying now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you say to a certain degree, then you should have.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know this is not good. Statement for a faith poison, but aren't you sick and tired of this money stuff? You don't just get tired of just, you know, and then I know it has happened for you.
Yeah, right.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
It's in your name.
Yes, sir.
My job is to stir you up enough to recognize I'm not putting up with this no more.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Just scrapping and pinching and barely getting by, you know. And only having one good day a week. And you got to steal on that day.
Yes,
sir. Who know what I'm talking about now?
Yes,
huh? Yes, stealing out of your check. Because you know you don't have no extra.
Yes.
So I know I used to steal out of it. Somebody ain't getting paid this Friday.
Yeah.
I'm going to have me a little fun.
Yeah.
We're going out and eat tonight. They may call next week, but I'm going to enjoy myself tonight. How many of y'all been there? Some of y'all still there. That's my problem. Some of y'all still there. You're stealing from your own check. Because you know it's already accounted for. Shouldn't be. Look at somebody and tell them, shouldn't be. Joshua 1:8. Now this sell it all right here. This sell it all right here. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, you may be a tither. You may sow into your pastor. You may sow seeds on the altar, but that's not all. See? There's some things you got to know. Go back to Ecclesiastes. Chapter 7, verse 10. I want you to read this verse with me because I want you to understand. See, where is that in Proverb, where it say, one of y'all preachers can help me, one of y'all can help me, Bible student. The curse causeless should not come. 26 and 2, isn't it? The curse causeless should not come. And actually, believers who are not permitting the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to get them out of this financial trap are living under the curse. Satan can't cause it if you don't agree with him. And I know you're not causing it yourself. You don't want that to happen, because Galatians 3:13 says what? Christ has what? Redeemed us from what? So poverty and not having enough is a curse. Now, partnership with God properly will stop the curse. Amen. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Lack and limitation is a curse. Not having enough is a curse. Now, either you curse or you're blessed. Make up your mind. When you make your mind up, you're going to fight right. See, you see, when the Bible talks about in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith, this included. Yeah. Yeah. This fight included. Yeah. Yeah. Fight for what is rightfully yours. Yeah. See? See, I believe confession has settled us down. Mm-hmm. And I believe God. Yeah. Oh, they say that with pride. I believe God. You've been saying that 17 years. You follow my point? It's time for action. Yes, not just confession. It's time to take by force what is rightfully yours. Amen. The curse causally should not come. Why? You've been redeemed from it. So it just can't come. You've been redeemed from it. That's $100 check. You can't. You follow what I'm saying? Come on, listen to me now. So here, because we're going to deal with Solomon tonight. We're going to deal with Solomon.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to see how Solomon became so rich. Right. And we're going to see the Queen of Sheba, mm-hmm. who was a rich woman herself, yeah. came to visit with Solomon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And two rich people met together. Yeah. And some things started happening. You need to see this. You need to see this. It's glorious. But I want to go in the 7th chapter. Look at this 10th verse. I remember when the Lord revealed it to me. You ready? I want you to read the 10th verse with me. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou does not. Now, You could say he's talking about something else, but we're going to go further in this chapter. And he'll tell you what he's talking about. Look in the 11th verse. There is no such thing as wisdom without an inheritance. No such thing. No such thing. You come in and talk about how much wisdom you have, and then I see, look in your purse. I'm looking for the wisdom in your purse. And I don't find no wisdom in your purse, because if there's no money in your purse, you're not wise. If your wallet is empty, you're not a wise man. You've been robbed with your eyes open. And that's what happened to the church. Good people really love God. I have no doubt every person here love God. You wouldn't be in this meeting if you didn't love God. But without real wisdom, when real wisdom is functioning, wealth always function with it. Wisdom and wealth are Siamese twins. Come on now, I want you to write that down. So I want you to ask God to give you more wisdom, but the Bible says Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:30, has become to us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. See? So that wisdom live on the inside of you. And that wisdom is to subpoena your wealth. I can't hear you. See, the wisdom in you have the right to subpoena wealth and subpoena water in a dry place. It doesn't matter what level you're on. Doesn't matter what community you live in. It doesn't matter how much education you have. If you function in a God kind of wisdom, it's going to put you in another class. That's why Solomon, with all his wisdom, said you're inquiring wrong. You're not asking the right question.
Yeah, that's it.
Why I am in this position?
Yeah.
Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there's profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense.
Yeah.
Boy, I read up on this verse here. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I said they've been lying to me.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Preachers and everybody
yes,
been lying to me.
Yes, sir.
Because the Lord said money is a defense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See. Wisdom is a defense. You see it, Klein?
Yes, sir.
And money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it.
Yes,
how many with me?
Yes, sir.
Consider the work of God. For who can make that straight which he has made crooked. Yeah. Now look at verse 14. But you need to see this, because I'm going to take you to another verse in Ecclesiastes, and then we're going to move on and see what Solomon did. In the day of prosperity, be joyful.
Amen.
Yes. Hey, hallelujah, hallayah.
Yes,
this is the day.
Yes, sir.
This is the day of my prosperity.
Yes,
come on,
sir.
Make me rejoice.
Yes.
Hey, hallelujah. Oh, rejoice like you got faith. Hallelujah, come on.
Glory!
See now, you're making a mark in the presence of God. Right now, you're making a mark. You're saying, this is the day of my prosperity.
And
I'm ready for my manifestation.
And I'm ready for my manifestation.
I receive it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Holler again. All right, sit down quickly. All right. In the day of thy prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider, and God also set one against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. In other words, you got to keep your mind on God when you prosper.
Yes,
all right, now, go to the fifth chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 18. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him.
Yeah.
Which God giveth him.
Yeah.
which God gives him. You see that? For it is his portion. You see that? Look at the next verse. Every man also to whom God has given. Oh, sucker now. Riches and wealth. You mean to tell me God?
Yes, sir.
Give a Christian riches and wealth? Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth and have given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. Look at the last part of his voice. This is what? What about a gift now? What about a gift? What about a gift? What about a gift? What's the most important thing when a gift is in the move? You got it. Receive it. It's a gift. See, the church have beat this down so much that Christians don't fully know that this is a gift. Prosperity is a gift from God. And it's a gift, and he gave you power to enjoy. Remember he said in Deuteronomy 8:18? He gave you power to get wealth, that you may establish his covenant. In Zechariah, he said his cities shall be spread because of prosperity. God looking for somebody to receive prosperity so he can use them in his realm. I know he's talking to you. Now, 1 Kings. Chapter 3. My. 1 Kings chapter 3. Now, if you're not ready for some shocking prosperity, you don't want to open your Bible with me tonight.
Yes, sir.
Because we're not going to talk about I don't really know if she prosper or not. She looked like she prosper. She dressed prosper sometimes. But sometimes I don't believe she got nothing. I believe she got that on credit. See, real prosperity will blow your way.
Yes,
see, the Rolls Royces I drive are paid for.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on, Pastor. Yes, sir.
The house I live in is paid for.
Yes, sir.
The RVs.
Yes.
I'm driving.
Yes, sir.
They are paid for.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Love it. Glory.
See.
Yes, sir.
See, we had to stop getting. Oh, that's a good one here. Stop being mortgage minded and become money minded.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Start seeing yourself buying stuff cash.
Yes, sir.
They have plagued us
with
a mortgage mentality.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And the Holy Ghost is constantly trying to move it.
Yes, sir.
To say you can have that. I'm talking reality, you know. I'm talking about God. At time, God told me to borrow some stuff.
Yes, sir.
When I built my house,
yeah.
7 or 8 banks turned me down.
Yes, sir.
But I kept going.
Yes, sir.
And finally, I found one to finance it.
Yeah.
But here's the goal. See, borrowing is not sin.
Yes, sir.
No, it's not sin.
Yes, sir.
The sin is you pay 30 years for it.
Yes, sir.
And pay for it full time.
Yeah.
It was $40,000, but now when you get to paying it, $240,000.
Yes, sir.
And so God told me, build a house. So I'm trying to take every bank. They were turning me down because they thought I shouldn't have that kind of house because I was a preacher.
Yeah.
But I kept, and then in 3 years, took the zero off.
Yeah.
I declare in Jesus' name, God is erasing zeros in this house tonight. Yeah, it's not going to be that long. Tell somebody it's not going to be that long. Tell them whatever market you got, it's not going to be that long. Tell them. Tell them to eat. Tell them. Look, listen to me, because this is the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. Hey, listen to me. Listen, listen. Because the eraser is here. You heard that? Because the eraser is here. He moves zero. How many of y'all believe that? So there's some things that God, if you're listening, there's some things that God is about to erase out of your life. It should have been 30 years, but it's going to end up being 3 years because God moved every zero but one. And then he moved that one. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I didn't come from the house with that. He gave me that just now.
Yes,
see, that's fresh. That's fresh anointing.
Yes,
but he's saying, I can erase them zero.
Yes,
he did it for me.
Yes,
30 years? Down to 3 years?
Yes.
How many years I cut out?
27.
How much interest, darling, you think that was? And the bank acted up when I went in. They loved me when I was up, but when I went in, I said, sir, I won't pay this off. They went to, then they told me, said, now they've been taking my check all the while. They told me, we need a cashier's check. I said, I'll be right back. So I'm calling for house debt cancellation. I'm calling for car notes to disappear. And listen, I'm calling in the name of Jesus. I'm in my divine rights. I'm in my divine rights. This is what he told me to teach the body of Christ. I'm in my right. I already know. I'm teaching from experience. I don't hide nothing from you. If you ever listen to my tapes,
yes,
I tell you, I don't hide nothing from you.
Yes,
I tell you I'm blessed.
Yes,
I'm not bragging, I'm bragging on God.
Yes.
Somebody got to brag on God.
Yes.
I receive. It's $1,000 check and $100 bill. Sit down, man. Where I told you to turn? I know I told you to turn somewhere. Huh?
1 Kings 3.
All right, 1 Kings 3. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we need to see how to do this thing and see the divine results. My, and more my. In 1 Kings 3, verse 3. Look at this first statement. You see it? I know you can't take your eyes off me, but look at the scripture. I want you to see the scripture. I understand you got some problem with it, but I'm trying to get the word in you now. This ain't gonna get it. I know you're saying, is this real? This man talking about Rolls Royce and paying 30-year mortgage in 3 years. God did that for a testimony. So you can see an Abraham of the day.
Yes, sir.
All Abrahams are not dead. You heard what I said? All Abrahams are not dead. Now look at this. Look at this with me. I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Somebody getting something right now. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hey, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Yes. All right, daughter. All right. That's a $100 check. All right. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. That's $259. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. That's $200 check. That's a $500 check. There she is. She dressed like she got it. That's a $5,000 check. She always give big. See, well, that's how she rolled, because God had put her in the body of Christ and blessed her. That's what God want to do for all of us. Now, the way she sow, she living. Don't you believe she not living good? Now, I'm going to get away from it in a minute, but I just want you to know. People who sow like that living good. That's a $200 check. Listen, sit down. Sit down. We got a little way to go. Glory to God. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statue of David his father, on his sacrifice and burnt incense in high places. Now look at verse. Don't get stuck in verse 3 in the high places. Because look at verse 4. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place, 1,000 burnt offering did Solomon offer upon that altar. Yeah. Yeah. A what?
A thousand
burnt offering. Look what happened next. In Gibeon, where he offered that 1,000 burnt offering, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. It came after. He said he loved the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And nothing happened. God, yeah, God's from Missouri.
Yes, sir.
All of us can talk that talk. You see what I'm saying? But then his love led him to give 1,000 burnt offering. Have you ever sold $1,000? You say, I can't. No, it's I ain't. Because if you ever decide to, he'll give it to you. Because he said he gives seed to the sower.
Yeah.
But you got a problem with that kind of sowing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's $1,000 seed there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
When God appeared to him?
After
he loved him.
After he sowed.
I was in, where that boy in California? I don't go to his church anymore now, buddy. He was on Fred board. Leroy? Ontario, California, one night. I don't know if I was preaching along this line, Montreal. I don't think I was preaching along this. And people lined up all the way back to that door, and every check was $1,000. Because I look at him, you know. I look at him. I say, oh, that's 200. Get out the line. No, I didn't. No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that, man. You know I didn't do that, man. I didn't do that. You know I wouldn't do that. But anyway, listen. Stick with me now. Stick with me. Ask what I shall give thee. What would you have asked for? Would you have consulted with the Holy Spirit on what shall I ask? Or what would you? Come on, let's be honest now. I mean, now God told you and said, God says to you, ask what I should give thee. What would you have asked for? That what you want most. Huh? You got to open. You know we tell the truth.
Yes, sir.
But this boy had enough. And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, I mean, verse 6, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on the throne as it is today. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know how not to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered, no counted for multitude. Give them, verse 9. This is what he asked for. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge the people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God, and you know, now I could use myself. See, 43 years ago, I fell in love with Jesus. And I haven't stopped loving him since. And so actually, the prosperity and the wealth that I'm walking in is sort of, I didn't go after it. See, you got to get in a zone where you don't go after money, but money come after you. Because God will make money follow you. See what I'm saying? But we've got caught in the traffic of the system. Even though we are in the church, we've got caught, that's a $500 check, caught in the traffic of the system, and most Christians are going after money. Now, they say they're not, but they're lying. Everybody trying to get a better job. Yes, 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 yes. That pay more, that is not enough. Yes, right. That's right. Okay. Now, God showing us, y'all young boys better pay attention. I'm going to make y'all stand up. I tell you, your mama made you stand up because you got to pay attention. That's the only way you're going to learn what I'm saying. See, we don't come to church to play around. See, now I'm telling you, I'm a rich man. I'm talking about my house and cars I drive. You going to sit up here and play bubblegum? Pay attention, man. I wish I've learned what I'm telling you at your age, but I'm not going to let you waste my time up with this jackass stuff.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Yeah. Come on, apostle.
See, that's why we're on the church. We got to focus. We can't be messing around. Yeah. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When the man or woman of God is talking, you need to pay attention.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You need to stop acting like you at the movies.
Yeah. Come on, apostle.
This is not the theater.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
All right, get back on track now. Y'all help me, man.
Yes, sir.
Verse 10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said to him, because thou hast asked this thing, whatever this thing is, you see, this thing, you know what it is, right? And hast not asked for thyself long life, neither have asked for riches for thyself, nor asked the life of thine enemies, but have asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, now look, watch this. Behold, I have done according to thy words.
Yeah.
I saw something just now.
Yeah.
I saw something. God function in your life according to your words. If you got a Volkswagen mouth, God will give you a Volkswagen.
Yes, sir.
It's just as easy to have a Volkswagen as it is to have a Rolls Royce.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Come on, sir.
Come on, apostle.
By your words, you're condemned.
Yeah.
By your words, you're justified.
Yes, sir.
Death and life are in the power of your tongue.
Yeah.
We're not talking about dead.
Yeah.
We're talking about living a dead life.
Yeah.
Because you're saying so many crazy things.
Yeah.
When you could have been speaking life to your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch who you hang with.
Yes.
Watch who have your ear.
Yes.
Watch what they're saying to you.
Yes.
They could be contaminating your heart.
Yes.
And if your heart contaminated, your tongue will be contaminated.
Yes, sir. Come on, apostle.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
So, the life that we're going to read about in a few moments about Solomon, Solomon did it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He did it through wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom. So, what's God say? I mean, you got a Bible, right?
Yeah.
Verse 12. Read the first part of verse 12. Behold, I've done. Excuse me, myself, I'm about to say something. Negro in charge. You're not going to ever be in charge, Negro, unless it comes through the Spirit of God. God have sent a Negro to you who's in charge to tell you how to be in charge. And you mess around like I just drop in. This don't happen ordinarily. This a rare anointing in this house. God could have given this to somebody else, but he chose a Negro to give it to. That Negroes can open their eyes. Because you could have said it, you know, you give it to a Caucasian. You have an excuse. God killed your excuse. You see, I see this thing, boy. I see this thing. You see? You got to stop bad mouth yourself. Nobody can stop you when God has his hand on you. Nobody can stop you. If you agree with God and say the same thing about yourself that God's word says about you, nobody can stop you. I don't care if they march. I don't care if they sing. I don't care if they sign bills. I don't care if the government get in on it. Nobody can stop you because you're operating in a higher government. You must know this tonight. Stop talking them down spurious talk. Stop letting the television make your mind up.
Come on, Apostle.
God didn't write the television. He wrote this book. Come on, I want you to slap that Bible. This book will take you anywhere. Nobody can stop you. You hear me, young man?
Come on, Apostle.
You have no excuse. You had an excuse until I showed up.
Come on, sir. Say that.
Fred Price out of California. I'm out of Geismar.
Yeah.
Gravel road.
Yeah.
Outside toilet.
Yeah.
Drinking water off top of the house.
Come on, Apostle.
Go and get water out of a well with a bucket.
Yeah.
Go to the outhouse.
Yes, sir.
No such thing as flushing. You gonna tell me God can't rise you up?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't expect the Lord to hit you with that tonight.
Yes,
but he sure have hit you tonight. The Lord have hit you tonight. He wants you to know tonight that he wants you blessed. And that you can walk in it. You can have it. You can do it. You can be it. You can see it. You can wear it. You can use it. You have no excuse. And I'm not too smart. I finished high school. I got 2 doctorate degrees in theology, but I'm, you know, I made straight A's in Bible school for my because I love the Lord. I studied a lot. But in high school, I didn't pay no attention. I ain't been to college. But the highest person in my class can't touch my life. Somebody run in here, run! God, don't. The time, run up in here, God, don't. Run, because it's time to run. It's time to run for it. Go for it. It's time to do something, man. It's time for us to move, do something, man. It's time for something to happen, man. It's time. It's my 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 time. My time have come. My time have come. My time have come. My time have come. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. My time have come. Say it, it's my time. It's my time. My time has come. Say it. My, but say it. Say it. My time has come. It's my, oh, it's my time. It's my time. It's my time. My time has come. Right there, right now. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. God always, always give extra.
Yeah.
You got your Bible? Look in the 12th verse. Behold, I've done according to thy words. Lo, I've given thee a wise and understanding heart, so there were none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so there shall not be any among the kings lack unto thee all thy days. You say, I'm lacking your days also. That's a $1,000 seed. I'm lacking your days. Now, let's close with 1 Kings chapter 10. You may be seated for a minute. I might go over a little bit. 1 Kings chapter 10. 1 Kings, Lord have mercy, chapter 10. Ooh, Jesus. And when the first one, a rich woman coming to see a rich man. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. You see the first thing she said? She came to prove him with hard questions. And she came, now this woman wasn't broke. Here's a question. Living in shocking prosperity. Visited by a woman with shocking prosperity. And she came to Jerusalem with a great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold. Listen to me. And precious stone. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her, you get ready, I'm going to show you something. And Solomon told her all of her questions, whether he answered all her questions, that there was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. Why? Because he had asked for that heart, you remember? And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, number one, and the house that he had built, number two, and the meat on his table, number three. And the setting of his servant, number four. And the attendance of his ministers, number five. And their apparel, what? and their apparel. You know what that is? That's six, isn't it? And his cupbearer, number seven, and his accent by what you went up to the house of the Lord. I was reading this years ago. It says here there was no more spirit in her. She fainted. She went out. Prosperity knocked her out. You like nice things, don't you? Huh? You know, if you keep your house up and clean it up, you feel better about yourself. And then God will start upgrading you. That's a $2,000 check. God will start upgrading you. Are you ready for upgrade? Take care of what you got now. That's the Holy Ghost, boy. Take care of what you got now. Then you might get some upgrade. Don't talk about when I get it and what I'm going to do. No. Clean it up. Paint it. Make it look nice. Spray something in it. Make it smell good. I receive. That's $1,000 seed. Take care of it now. Watch this though. Watch. This woman fainted, man. She lost it. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came. And my eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Watch what she said now. Now what she said. Thy wisdom. Exceedeth the fame which I heard. Look what she said. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and has heard thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, that set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. Watch this. And she gave the king. Here's some people haven't learned. And it takes somebody like me to tell them. I got here by upward sowing. I got here by sowing in somebody who had more than me. And I'll use a name, Fred Price. I sowed in him, and the gravity was on his life, caught a hold of me and pulled me up where he was. Not 1 year, not 2 years. I just kept on sowing. I finally started living like my dad, Kenneth Hagin. I kept sowing in him, and it brought me on up. Upward sowing. See, the problem is people are looking for somebody who's poor. He said, give to the poor, and I'll give you, if you give the poor $80, I'm going to give you $80 back. See, I'm not teaching this for no money. I got money. But upward sowing, a person may be dressing better than you, driving better than you. That's good soul. See? That's what happened here. I mean, this woman done saw all this stuff and start sowing. And boy, she know. And she sold so much stuff, man. They said, never nobody give no gift like that. Then Solomon said, well, I'm going to bless you now. Yeah. They're just playing with that money, man. Solomon, bless her. I got to close, you know. I got to close. I'll take one more. You want to take one more? Yeah. One for the road. Love her. All right. Shocking money coming to me now. Say it. All right. I'll be out of order if I don't show you this. I'll be out of order. I'll be in a miss a flow. That's a $500 check I received. I've been in a miss a flow if I don't show you this. Sit down a minute. Let me show you this. Now, you have heard this. You have read this. But I want it to be a significant blessing to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Because as soon as I name the chapter, you go say, see. But where the money at?
That's right.
See, so don't give me that all stuff.
That's right.
See, knowing about something and having something is two different things.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Talking about it and having it is two different things. And so it's very simple. I talked about instruction. I talked about partnership. And I talked about conditioning. If you don't have that down, write it. Deuteronomy 28. Chapter 28, verse 1. I'm not even going in the down there, bless you in the city, bless you in the field. I'm going to, look, go to Deuteronomy. Because we done said that, we done sung that, bless in the city, bless in the field. No. It's time to come out of the field. Look what the first word says. What the first word say in that verse? First one. The first statement. And it shall come to pass. There are promises and there are conditional promises. There are some promises going to come through whether you do something or not. But there are other, most of the promises are something you have to do. And it shall come to pass. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandment, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And these blessings shall come on thee, not only come on thee, and these blessings shall overtake thee if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. See, that's instruction. That's instruction. Wait a minute. I want to show you something. Man, I got to close, man. Wait a minute. The church, that's a note I had in here for you. Something the church did they shouldn't have done. I turn to Ecclesiastes again. No, Lamentation. Chapter 3, I believe it is. Lamentation, chapter 3. I believe that's what it is, because I want to leave this with you. I want you to understand this aspect of it. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
My God. Well, one thing I want you to know is prosperity is not for when you get to heaven. Hey, my God. Wait, where is Lamentation? Got to find him. Lamentation chapter 3. Verse 17. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity. The church had done that. And I say, in my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Why? Because they forgot prosperity. Many centuries the church had forgot about prosperity because they talked against it. But then you got people coming along like Abraham, like Job, like Esther. These people are loaded because they walk with God. The church got to come into her rightful place. Do not forget prosperity is part of your inheritance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, and I'm not talking about, you know, because prosperity is being saved, it's being healed, but we've left this part off financially on top.
Yes.
It belongs to you. You understand? Prosperity belongs to me.